What's tea?
I don't know, friend.
Well, we gonna get into it. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Max.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast.
Here
we are back for season two, y'all. We had to take a little break for summer, you know, do a little thank thizzles. But we're here now. Come on. We're gonna go ahead and get into hot topics like usual. You already know what it is. So what are we talking about first, friend?
Let's see what's first. Well, we can bring up the Britney Spears. So Britney Spears' husband claims she's physically abused him during their marriage, reportedly gave him a black eye after punching him in his sleep. So he did file for divorce from her. He's asking for spousal support, which I feel like was all a setup anyway. Do I feel like she was beating on him? Yes, I did. I 100% believe it. Do I believe she punched him in his sleep? Yes, I do. But I guess it's suspected he was cheating.
He suspected
that she was cheating, which Britney is a wild girl. So there's no telling what Britney's getting into. She's been off the chain since her whole conservatorship has ended. She has been doing what she wants to do. She's been living life. And yeah, I do not feel like he needs spousal support, but that's why I'm so glad. God forgive me, but things happen for a reason. She did not need that baby with him, so I'm glad that didn't happen. But
he's also the man who watched her get punched in the face. So, like, is she losing anything for real? All right.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't get spousal support, though. They were only together 2 years. So, like, but if they didn't get that prenup, Lord. But still, for 2 years, I don't feel like it would be enough. Certain states, it's literally like 5 years or 10 years before you can claim that. I don't know about what their actual residence is and what those local state laws are, but let's hope. No.
Yeah.
Shout out to Britney.
Shout out to Britney. Okay. So, I wanted to bring this up really quick with the whole NLE Chopper thing. But his son named Chosen Wong. It's supposed to be Chosen One, but it's pronounced Chosen.
Like, spell it.
One. And Chosen is C-H-O capital Z, lowercase E-N. Last name, capital W. Oh, last name is spelled, it's supposed to be One. It's spelled W-O-N-E. That is so ugly on so many.
Those are both his first name. He then has a middle name and then a last name.
Yeah.
Whatever NLE's last name is.
Oh, okay. So the whole baby's name is Chosen One, Deshaun Potts. Deshaun is the middle name. Potts is the last name. My girl, I don't even know his baby mama name, but she was just all in the bed.
Isn't she the 28-year-old?
Girl.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
This man publicly humiliated you. And, okay, that's beside the point. But the name, please stop. Okay, so he said, this is the meaning behind the name. He picked by God, God's favorite, and also Zenful Energy. One, W-O-N-E, he already won at life, and he's also the chosen one. Deshaun, my middle name is LaShawn. That's my middle name, but his is spelled ugly. Name, Marissa's is Danae Potts. Of course, my last name. Oh, Marissa's middle name is Danae.
So that's how they got Deshaun.
That's so ghetto, but it's just too much going on, and this is a boy, this is a boy with all these names. Yeah, shout out to
I know men with a bunch of names. He's got 1, 2, 3 name first names and his last name. So it's Nicholas, John, Carl, and then his last name. And on his like social security card, they made no. I'm sorry, it's Nicholas, Michael, John, Carl. Yeah, it's 4 first names, then his last name. And literally on his like social security card, it literally has Nicholas Michael, all one word, like no spaces, no nothing. And then John Carl as the middle name hyphenated, and then his last name. So shout out to them.
Michael has a first name, a middle name, and a last name.
Exactly.
And I feel like his first name is very normal. I feel like his middle name is very normal. And Langston, I mean, hey, that's as normal as it can get. But shout out to the chosen one.
Right. Let's talk about Glorilla, because she keeps coming for Lil Duval, and it be killing me. She's not. She don't let up on people on Twitter, and it be killing me.
I didn't really feel like this. Okay. Go ahead. Wasn't like,
okay, so Lil Duval tweeted out of Sukihana, sexy red Glorilla, Mary F. Kill. And so she quoted it and said, granddad, why you worrying about these young these young girls pussies for? Period. But this is not the first time you've spoken on Glorilla in a tweet. So right. I'm pretty sure that's why she said it. But is she wrong though? Why was I just on his forefront to tweet about it? You know what I'm saying? It's not like this was on his mind enough for him to sit down and type out the tweet. Suki's not that young, but younger than him, because ain't he in his 40s? He look like it. But yeah, Glorilla sexy red. That's crazy. But anyway,
I mean, what you think? Yeah.
You just be letting him slide. You don't be paying him no mind.
I don't really care what he be talking about.
I mean, yeah, everything he does pisses me off. Like, every time I see him in the blog, I'm like, I know it's gonna be something. He be getting on my nerves. Just,
I don't really, like, take it serious enough to even care. But the granddad thing, you know, they do go back and forth or whatever like that. But
yeah,
I don't really care. So it's not like I be letting him slide. I just don't be care what Lil Duval be saying.
I feel like he always just be in a bitch business, and I just don't like that. You're too old.
Yeah.
Speaking of sexy red, her and Drake have been linking up recently. You know that's his thing now, to hop on with the new girlies.
Yeah,
we're gonna see how long that it lasts, because the last few times they hang out, they do a little 1-2, and then they unfollow each other.
With this one, I will say, for him to just be, at least she got the good end of the stick, because she's on tour with him right now. So he gotta like her somewhat. He knows that it's gonna bring that extraness to his show. He knows Sexy Red is popping. He's gonna jump on the bandwagon with anybody that's hot. That's just what Drake do.
Right.
But I feel like this would go a little more further than like an Ice Spice type of thing, because Sexy Red, I just really feel like Drake would not try Sexy Red like he would try Ice Spice.
That's right, exactly.
So I feel like
two hip daddies in the same county jail. He not
literally. So I don't really feel like he'll mess with Sexy Red and try her.
I don't think he wouldn't. I don't think he would real quick. I don't think he would like try her though. Yeah, you right. Because even that white girl that he did that
what is that about? Okay,
I don't know who she is. Or where she came from.
That really quick. Because people really don't be liking her, but I really feel... Okay, so at first I was like, it's just like a sarcasm thing. Like, that's her thing. That's what she's trying to, like, you know, that's how she...
Like a dry humor.
Funny. Yeah. So I got it. I was getting it. But then when people was like, they make anybody famous and this white girl and she doesn't even know how to interview, I was just like, damn, why they going so hard on her? But then I recently seen her with this other, she was interviewing this white guy. I don't even know who he is. I got to find it on Twitter. But he legit, I couldn't even tell if they were playing or they were dead serious, because he was like over it with the interview.
Right.
And I was just like, wait, are they playing or are they for real?
I never watched it.
Weird because they removed the interview with her and Drake. So I wonder what happened.
They unfollowed each other. She deleted the interview.
Spicy.
All right. He likes some Young and White, so clearly. No shade. All tea.
Drake likes them all. Drake likes them all.
He likes some Young and White. No shade. All tea. Billie Eilish, that girl from Stranger Things.
But come Young on. And White. Okay. Serena.
That's the one. Y'all, you can't do something one time and think that's your thing. No. Have you seen it with an actual black woman since then?
Serena, right. Johnny Blaze. Drake has a roster.
You see how
he has a roster of black women.
Yeah, he does it all the time. She'd be like, Jill Scott, he does like big girls. Da, da. That's Jill Scott. That's not big. Oh, everybody's it. You will not, y'all will not. He has a type, and it's not that. It's Young and White. Oh, you're trying
to break his baby mama off of his type.
It's Young and White. Of all the women he's been with, that's all right.
But that's just so. How did he? Let's move on.
He was careful all these times, and he slipped.
But you never know. Went so long without him. He didn't even know about Giannis. He didn't even know.
That's what he told you. That's what he's telling y'all, and y'all eating it up. That man is calculated. Drake is
Drake's a girl's girl. I gotta stick up for him. I got to stick up for him.
Listen, Drake's a mass evil genius, and y'all eat it up. He will not trick me. He will not trick me. But yeah, anyway, shout out to Sexy Red. I hope
shout out to Sexy Red.
Yeah. What you want to talk about now?
Okay, so how do you feel about because I see you sent Chloe in the chat. What do you feel about with her new look?
I can't keep up with her faces. And also, she's three different colors. There's a lot going on in that one picture. And it's a selfie. So there shouldn't be that much going on. But
it shouldn't. She looking tan down here. Brown.
Her hands
right
are
here.
White. Her neck is bright, browner. Right. Like, as if her face is a little bit browner than her hands. Like, she's got a mismatched foundation. But why did you tan your body so dark?
Right.
I don't know. And she just looks like... I don't know. She kind of looks like them skeleton things from the Nightmare Christmas movie, that Tim Burton movie. Nightmare Before Christmas. Something about the cheekbones. That's what it's giving. And the nose.
She's giving Chris with the cheekbones.
I'm going to put up a picture. Who I'm talking about. Because she's really giving that. It's like, what is from Nightmare Before Christmas. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that.
I've never watched it, but I've seen, you've seen it. You know what I'm talking about. That's what it's giving. But if she like it, go for it, Chloe. You got the bread. Change your face every season if you want. Who can stop you? Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I did put this Cardi B thing in there, but mostly so I could talk about the comments because it was hilarious. And she was replying to comments because, she can't not. So let's address the fact that Nicki posted a throwback the day before. Here comes Cardi.
Oh, Lord. That's what it is.
That's
what it is. That's the first thing I saw. I wasn't keeping up. I'm just like, I was confused at first.
I didn't notice it until I saw it in the comments. I was like, Nicki did just post. Yeah. Interesting. Secondly, her face doesn't look that bad there. Like,
her face doesn't look bad. Her makeup looks terrible.
Her teeth were bad then, still, but her face was actually like decent. She didn't really need to do too much to it from that state.
Cardi really has like a. She definitely has like a. Now she has the more fuller lips. You know, the more wider face. She was very. Like the face was like lips was flat, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it fit her face used to fit her face fit her body. Now it doesn't, because the way she got her jawline done, it's very tight, and then she got that huge butt. It's just too much going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, literally some of these comments had me rolling. So backtrack. She tweeted the picture and said, "If you met me in the strip club, would you still cuff me?" is what she said. So people in the comments are like, would we have a choice, or would we just wake up in the bed dizzy and watchless? That was one that had me cracking up, because, you know, allegedly she, well, no, she said it. I'm still saying allegedly. She was drugging people.
Yeah.
She didn't say it, but we know how Cardi like to have the law on her side.
Hmm. All right.
This bitch gonna call the law. So that was what someone said. Nope, the teeth would have been a deal breaker for me.
Bro, I'm looking at one. Somebody said, open your mouth for me real quick, boo.
Someone else said, this is a whole married woman still looking for reassurance from the peanut gallery.
Lord.
A lot of those were like,
remember Nicki Minaj posted a picture of herself when she was 25. Real hair, real body, real teeth, real face, everything. And it was just like a throwback. Nicki was just posting like a throwback of herself. Like, Nicki literally always talks about she missed herself, like when she had no surgery. She wished she can go back to just not having surgery and things.
Right.
So I'm just really curious. Cardi, would you have posted this picture if Nicki Minaj just didn't post that?
Thank you.
And I didn't think about it until now. Like, I when you sent it, I was just like, what is given? But now that you just said that, I'm like, oh, okay.
She thinks she's slick. They catch on.
She loves Nicki and I. Everybody know that.
And that's fine. Just say you're a fan. You were before. What's the beef, baby?
You had her stuff in your screenshots, boo. That don't lie.
Watch us very closely. And with that being said, let's go on to the next Nicki's other fan, Lotto. There was two things. I don't know if I put the other one in there. I don't know if I put the other one in there, but people were trying to say she's trying to dance like Sexy Red. I don't think I put the video in there. But it was kind of giving that. I'm not going to lie. I would have thought about it.
I don't want to be that girl.
I don't either.
But I'm not going to lie. It was giving. It was just like, you could have. I'm sorry. You really could have did any move. Everybody knows Sexy Red do like this. Everybody knows that. I'm sorry. It's just, we never talked about this on the pod yet because we took a little break and stuff, but Lotto does not have her own identity.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't. And it's showing.
It's showing very much. She tries to hop on whatever trend she can or whatever is popping at the time she's trying to get that number one spot. So she's trying to find whatever little move is hot at the time to get her up there. Instead of being herself, which in turn would get her up there. Anyway, I wouldn't have thought that it was her. Like, I wouldn't have put two and two together if someone else didn't say it, but it does. Like, when side by side, it's very much giving. And I really want to go look back and look and see if I can find. People were like, "Oh, that's just what else can she do? She's standing up in the club." That
definitely so I really wanna does the Megan thing get on the knee, you know, on her leg, right? Like, you know.
I want to look for an old clip of her in the club performing, and let's see what she was doing 6 months ago. Because I'm sure it wasn't that. All right, I didn't do my research.
She was even choking her lips out, doing like that.
She literally was doing exactly that. And I don't know if maybe she was just like, oh, that's cute. Like, you know how sometimes if you're watching somebody, you might mimic them without,
but that's just all that comes back to
unintentionally
own identity,
right. So that's what makes people feel like that's not the case, that she's really just trying to be on.
Right.
But the next thing about her is that she says that Put It On The Floor was the song of the summer. That song was so effortless. It was for the culture. Song of the summer. What do you think? You think it was
okay? I feel like, what do you know? What month that song came out?
You can tell you in a second.
Okay, I feel like "Put It On The Floor" was a very good song. That was a very good anthem. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like it was just running through the mud once she did the remix, because the remix was not needed. The song was really already doing what it needed to be doing. Now, it wasn't it on the charts?
I think so. It was released April 21st of 2023.
Okay, April.
I think it could be considered.
I think of another song, because I'm not gonna lie, Put It On The Flow was literally everywhere. I ain't gonna lie, it was everywhere.
I'm sorry. It officially released June 2nd. She released the clip, or like the little snippet, April 21st.
Okay. June.
It went to number 25 on the Bubbling Under Hot 100 Singles, so not the official Hot 100 charts. And then it did 20.
That's surprising.
It did 43 on the R&B and hip hop charts.
It's Those very surprising that song didn't make it to the charts, because you couldn't tell me that song wasn't on the charts how much they were playing it.
It peaked at number 13 on the regular Hot 100 for 1 week.
But even 13, I would have thought it was higher. Song of the Summer. Okay. I feel like I'm gonna give her that only because I'm still thinking, because I know it's other songs that were like better. I'm gonna just give her that just for the simple fact I really do feel like that was for the culture. Like, that was a really good song. It did not need no remix or nothing like that. I do feel like it was a good song. I'm saying yes for it now. I will be back with my answer on what I feel like was the song. We will come back, because it's just giving that because I can't think of nothing right now. But
I don't know that it was the song of the summer. It definitely was like a bop, and it was like a summer vibe. I don't know that it was like that song that would just be on everywhere type time. Like, it wasn't really. It was cool. Am I tired of it now? Absolutely. Do I skip it? Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Oh, it actually went all the way up to number 6 on the Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs, and then number 3 on the Rhythmic Billboards. So, yeah. Those are black charts. But the official, it didn't go. It peaked at 13. But anyway, that being said, shout out to Lotto, I guess. We have time for one more topic. What you want to talk about?
While I'm looking for this, when did Princess Diana come out? Because Princess Diana had the girls in a frenzy too.
Like, keep it a stack. I know it was before, like the original or the remix?
The remix with Nicki.
Like, keep it a step. Because I know I got bands. I know, don't give a damn, and I'm still
going to be who
I
am.
I wouldn't say that's the song of summer.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Sexy Red, Pound Town.
Yes! I would say that was more of a song of the summer. No, that for
was
real.
That was the hot song of the summer. I'm going to give it to Sexy Red.
April 14th is when the remix dropped.
Okay, but yeah. Sexy Red, Pound Town.
Pound Town song definitely was song of the summer. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Because it came out way before and was still bopping all through summer.
Exactly. And the remix, people were still listening to it. Literally.
That. And then there was the remix. It's still bopping.
Literally.
That's so a good choice.
Shout out to Sexy Red again. Oh, you! I was watching the interview with her and Lil Yachty. It was pretty funny, but
I didn't start it. Yeah, I saw clips. I was like, I'm going to, but I hadn't yet.
She is just funny. She is. But do you want to talk about, since we didn't really get to talk about? Okay, so who you want to talk about, Kiki, or did you hear about the whole Sierra thing with the Safari thing?
I saw that it was there. Did I actually pay attention to it for real? Because it's Safari and Sierra? No. But
all right. Okay. You want to talk about Kiki and her boyfriend or the Blind Side? Since we didn't talk about
the Blind Side. Because, girl.
Okay, yeah. Because we didn't talk about it. Go
some
ahead.
Things. The Blind Side, which is a movie I absolutely love. If you don't know, it's about, supposed to be the life story of Michael Orr. So, in his quote-unquote life movie, whatever, the white family meets him, adopts him, sends him to school, all those types of things. It is now coming out that the real people never actually adopted him. They just had him sign a conservatorship when he was 18. And if you know, conservatorship, just like Brittany and Amanda Bynes, it's just basically them are allowed to make their money and sometimes legal or medical decisions because they quote unquote, they feel like they can't handle it on their own. The actual person. So they told the judge or whomever they got to sign it that he wasn't capable of making his own decisions, even though he was an adult. So he needed their guidance. Amongst that, the movie deal happened and each family member, meaning the parents and both of their two biological kids, got signed royalties for the book deal and the movie. They each got $250,000 and 2% of the profits. The movie ended up doing over $300 million. Y'all do the math. That's a lot of coin. Michael did not get any money. I'm gonna assume that maybe they were just breaking him off, and that's why he didn't even really peep it for real. Because he did go right into the NFL after that. I don't know if he got any of that NFL money. They took his NFL money or not. But
and I heard that even in the NFL, he wasn't even really that usable, or people really didn't really want him either, because they were basically thinking he was like the movie, thinking he was a little off and not that smart. I was hearing about that too, that, you know, a lot of teams wasn't wanting him for that reason and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
Because in the movie, he was portrayed as being a little, you know, not that smart.
Right. I didn't get that from the movie. I thought that he was just like, he ain't had nobody teach him how to read type things, and that's why they got him the tutor, and that's how he was able to graduate and whatever. So he was, I guess, delayed because he didn't learn on time. But either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah, people, I guess, wasn't checking for him like that. And this is apparently not the first time the mother has done weird stuff toward black people. Now, this was like after the fact, but this is coming out now. They already have money. They were already rich before already all of this. They owned several like fast food chains. I don't know what else they did to it. They had coin in real life, not just in the movie. They really had coin. So they, someone told the story of like these two young black dudes or whatever were in one of their restaurants charging the phone, and she basically came over there and made them tell her what was going on and gave them some money and then had them take a picture, and she posted it, and which they didn't agree to. And in the picture caption she was basically saying how one of her friends was like, oh, those two boys in the corner are probably up to no good. And so that's what made her go over there and basically press them, and then decided to be a blessing, quote unquote, and give them this little money, bus money, she said, and money to get into the game and popcorn and snacks. The dude who it actually was like, that's not at all true. I very much have a job and had my own money, and I had plenty of money to pay for me and my brother, but he wanted to pay on his own. So he was waiting to charge his phone to get whomever to send him the money that he was, you know, owed or whatever. So that's what we were doing. And I don't know why she's talking about some bus money when the school was like three blocks away. So like, why did she feel the need to like say that? It was giving white savior a little bit. Right. And so either way, Michael Orr is suing them, and we'll see what happens. He's been in the conservatorship damn near 20 years. Next year will be 20 right. years. They signed it in 2004.
And he's still in it.
And what?
And he's still in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's basically suing to get out of it. And I think to try to get some money because they made a lot of money. Him, and their kids made a lot of money off of them. So, yes, SJ was out here taking that man money. All right.
And I'm telling him RJ is SJ.
All right. And I love The Blind Side. Sandra Bullock, Kim McGraw, they did their big one, man. I literally watched it like Christmas time.
It was just when I heard about it, I called Alicia and I was just like, girl, The Blind Side. We was
That's
just
our
like,
movie.
Sorry. Yeah. Shout out to him. And I hope he get everything he's owed.
Exactly. Yeah. For real. Take them to court, baby. Get them residuals. Take that house. Take them franchises. Take them cars. Cardi B. Cardi B. Just keep pulling them checks.
Angel was like, I want to take your kids' house, this, the kids' car.
Yeah, they sue them too. Come on now.
Right.
I got a headache. Sorry. Anyway, that's going to wrap up Hot Topics this week. So we're going to go on and get into these docket questions. So first one I had on here is, what is a ride or die and are you one?
So, I feel like a ride or die is basically like, I feel like people have it twisted what a ride or die is supposed to be.
Right. So, I want your definition.
Or so, okay. So, my take on a ride or die, I feel like more so just being there with you through it all, like whatever, as long as we have like a mutual understanding, like we in this together, it's no flaw shit, no like secret, like long as it's just a healthy relationship and we're in this together, and like I feel like long as I'm getting treated right, I'm a ride, I'm gonna be there, like long as you keep me happy. I mean, it's, you're gonna get the best, like especially if you keep me happy and stuff, I'm definitely gonna stay. I ain't gonna get tired of you. So I feel like that's my definition of a ride or die, like just being there with someone through thick and thin, not even relationship wise, it can be friendship wise too, like you just being a ride or die for your friend, like no matter what the situation may be or anything like that. But I do feel like you should not be a ride or die for a person that would not do the same for you. Mm-hmm. So long, that's why I say, long as it's a mutual understanding, I can be a ride or die, long as it's a mutual understanding. You got my back, I got yours. So yeah, in that case, I would be a ride or die. These other ways and topics that people be saying ride or die and cheating and all of that, I'm gonna stick with you through to the end, I'm not that type of ride or die. No ma'am, no sir. So yeah,
no sir. I feel like,
right, but I am a ride or die for the people that are ride or die for me, so yes.
Yeah, I feel like a ride or die is very much giving highs and lows, whether you got $20 or whether you got 20 stacks.
Right.
It's not giving while I'm out here doing this and that in these streets with her and her and him and her. That ain't it. So help me. It's, you always can tell, like, when, like, those couples that got married after, like, 10, 15 years, and he's, dude's giving his speech, and he's, like, through the ups and downs, and da-da-da. Oh, so you cheated. And she did.
Right.
All right, cool. Right. That's not it. That's not giving. And that's not me. Won't be.
And
so that's your definition. I'm not that. Same thing right. with loyalty. I those men who be like, I my number one thing is loyalty over love. So what's your definition of loyalty? Because y'all be exactly. saying it's sticking beside them. That's what it be
because
giving.
You don't
and it
love
never
me.
Gave
I'm
that.
Gonna be loyal to you.
Exactly. That's so stupid. That's that. You gonna stick beside me while I go out and do my thing. But also, if I were to go do my thing, now you out here you out here throwing up and crying. All right.
Right.
So I'm a rider, like you said, for those who ride for me. And you have to be doing right. Like I said, I'll rock with you. Get your little coin up or go through your little trials and tribulations. But they need to be respectable. Keep right. your legs close to married men. All right.
Period.
That's the next question is, are you the type to call people out or just let it go?
I was thinking about this, and I really feel like I call people out when I just am over it. Like, some things I can honestly say, I will more so, like, be as, how can I explain it? It can be a constant thing that happens with me and a friend, and it's just like, I don't have time. I'm not going to respond. I don't have time. But sometimes you gonna have to hear what I got to say, because I'm trying to think. I will honestly, I feel like I'm trying to get out of the let it go and just calling people out, because once you call people out, because some things I just be like, I feel like sometimes when I just let it off easy, I be like, damn, I should have just said that. Like, I should have just said it.
And then I'm like, say something.
I know. So I'm more so trying to get out of that stage. So I feel like I'm going to let it, like I just said, I'm a person like, ugh, whatever. I am not finna say nothing. I am a let it go person, but I am trying to be on my, I'm calling you out on your bullshit. I'm calling you out on the shit that's getting on my nerves. I'm calling you out on how you're trying me. I am getting to that point, like, because I'm sick of it. I feel like people take that as a weakness, like when you just let it go so much and then it's just like ticking time bomb. So I was a let it go person. I'm being on my, I'm calling you out.
I'm the opposite. I've always been I'm gonna speak on it right. What are you on? Like, quick. I don't, to the point where they're like, don't be mad. Da-da-da. Oh, because you know. All right. You learned something, I see.
That literally happened to me. This guy literally kind of like, you know when a guy know they messed up and they text mm-hmm. you on some, they text you with the explanation first off rip, and then it's the don't be mad at me. And
I'm going to leave it on red and let you stew for a little bit.
Look, in that moment, I was just like, we both grown here. You already know what you did. When I tell you I played it off so cool because I legit did not care. Like, it was just like a, you know what you did, but whatever.
I can't let it slide. I'm going to pop it. I'm going to let you know.
I didn't let it slide. What I did show him is that, yeah, I can still have a normal conversation with you, but ask me what you just asked me again and see if something transpired. See if I have the time or day for it. So period. That's how I kind of play that off. Like, oh, good morning. I'm fine. This and that and that. When I'm going to see you. Oh, I just... You was playing. My time is very valuable. If I'm telling you that I have
three or four times to get a response, because at that point you playing. I'm literally
literally. So I no longer have time for it. No longer have time for it. So you literally want to play like you dumb. You want to play like, oh, we just little kids and oh, this and that and that. And it just be the responses, the explanations as that. So,
and
yeah.
They never add up. They're always stupid. So yeah, no, I'm always going to call it out every time you seem upset. Because I am. What do you think? Quick.
Right.
I'm working on not doing reacting as much or as quickly or as... I'm trying not to react as quickly, because when I snap like real quick, that's when you get the mean Alicia. So I'm trying to work on taking a breath before I speak on it. I'm still going to speak on it. If it's on my chest, I'm going to get it off of me. Okay? But yeah, so I'm not so toxic with my answers. I feel like I let it go if I'm just done with you. Like, I'm not even going to explain myself. There's no point. You just won't hear from me. And the fact that you're not hearing from me is what's going to eat you up, because you know I run my mouth. So the fact that I'm not saying nothing, it be hurting their feelings, child. But that's really me. That's really it for the docket questions this week. So let's go ahead and get into our next topic. For this one, literally, it's Sweetie. And what the hell happened to her? When I tell you, people on the internet were talking about some, they're convinced that someone else wrote Icy Girl. Because she's never dropped anything remotely as good as that since then. In my personal opinion, I think she did write it. I think her team management people aren't letting her write now. Or they are, but they're very particular about what she's coming out with. Like, they're really shaping the music to where she's not... She got lost in the sauce and trying to do, like, a hit. And it's just not giving. Very similar to what we were talking about with Lotto a little bit. But she's worse because she's being fake with it. Sweetie's from California. Why is she talking the way she talks right now? She's never spoken like that before. Go to an interview clip of her 5 years ago. She was speaking completely normal. Now she's trying to sound like Carisha and JT. You don't think that's odd?
Like Janae,
you ain't think we was gonna notice Janae that? Aiko.
Right. That's like Janae Aiko because they're both from California. That's like Janae Aiko being like a hood ghetto girl. Like Janae talk her shit and stuff like that, but Janae is very...
But it's never giving.
She's
that.
A Cali girl to the death of her, but it's not giving like the ghetto-ness that Sweetie gives. It just doesn't give the ghetto-ness. And it's funny that you said that you feel like the team is more so like kind of picking and choosing what they want to release. I more so feel like, I feel like it's Sweetie. I honestly feel like Sweetie. Yeah. I just feel like with Sweetie, I feel like the opposite. I feel like before they were helping her choose like her music. That's why we got an Icy Girl and a Pretty Bitch Music.
But she was not signed like when she did Icy Girl. That was, she recorded it in her car.
Okay, well, besides that, I feel like Sweetie is running this train wreck on, like, I feel like she's more, because you remember she took that long time off after her and Quavo split and stuff like that. She was like, she's been in the camp. She's been doing this. She's been doing that. I feel like she's really trying to run, like, be the face of her business. Even though she's fine, I feel like she's trying to be the face. She wants to be the I choose this, I choose that, I choose this, I choose that. And I just feel like it's not really working for her. I'm not sure what angle like Sweetie is going for, but it's just really, it has not been working out. And I honestly want to say, I really feel like Sweetie's not a good artist to me. Sweetie's more, you know, I see her in the modeling industry, you know, and stuff like that. I like Sweetie. I don't think, like, you know, I don't dislike her or anything, but I feel like her being with Quavo was a big ups for her. I feel like that boosted her up a lot, right? Just off of that. And I also feel like when Sweetie took that big of a break, people don't even listen to your music like that, first of all, for you to take that big of a break and then come back. And then it's still the same shit. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's not really.
I mean, she definitely needed that camp because she couldn't perform and everybody was eating her up about
that. Okay, yeah, she needed the camp, but it's just like, okay, now you're performing better, but the song still sucks.
And then she had the nerve to say she was, what, influential?
She also tried to say, oh no, that was Summer. But what did Sweetie say?
Because basically saying because she was trying to get on the Barbie soundtrack first and went to Nicki with the Barbie doing Barbie Girl, not cover but sample.
Right.
Yeah. Did you hear her the two singles she dropped recently?
I only heard Shot O'Clock. Did not hear. Oh, you know what? I did hear the one with YGN
and Tyga. Shot O'Clock is probably the worst thing I've heard in 2023.
Girl, I don't even want to get on Shot O'Clock. I don't
understand it. I don't understand the video. it's just the worst.
Video is giving
it made no sense.
And one wish, one the cheetah girls.
Exactly, but it's
it didn't make no sense shots, at all. So it's like, it made no sense.
Okay,
the song was yeah. What
the other one?
To be honest, I can't even remember.
It's called Birthday.
Okay, now I remember because I couldn't even tell you what it sounded like, to be honest, because I forgot. That one was okay. Yeah, it's always good to put out a, you know, a birthday song. People need them for they stories, but that's all.
But it's still
giving.
Wasn't good. It's just it'll
that's what I said. It's literally giving a new birthday song that I can probably add.
You don't have to keep using happy ratchet birthday now. That's really all it's giving for the Instagram stories. Sweetie is making Instagram music.
Change. Do you think she needs to be like start being back just her regular self, like Sweetie?
Yes, and,
like,
she needs to change everything. Can she do it though?
Liking her, like, you know, when she was eating the crazy food and when she was just being herself. Like, I just feel like it's so much of this. Her lifestyle right now is so much of the video with her and Usher when she was at his concert. Her lifestyle is giving very much just that right now, and that's not
she's
what
she's trying
gets.
To give ghetto superstar, but yeah, she's not that.
It's just not work. It's not working. But do you feel like what artist do you feel like would put Sweetie up there though? Because at this point, it's
what
not
you mean?
A song. What feature? Like, who do you feel like Sweetie would have? Because she did her when she got Doja on there. Now she was popping. That's my best friend.
Doja.
Nobody. I don't really feel like people would have been messing
with
that.
No one really
song.
Care for Sweetie's it's part like that. Because she's using that fake ass accent still. Am I best
right.
friend? Like, why don't you stop poking your lips out and just talk, baby?
But when they got a real ghetto girl out here like Sexy Red, they can't take
that. Well, no, people like Sexy Red. They like that.
No, that's
she's giving
I'm
the
just
ghetto.
Saying, like when she goes to the award shows, and they like, oh, she's so ghetto. She's so this. That's
what she
is. What y'all
but
expect?
That's we like her. We like her. People like the community likes her because yes, she's ghetto, but she's real ghetto. It's not giving a Sweetie. It's not giving no fake or Lotto. Lotto be trying too hard too.
Lotto, like you said, she be trying too hard. We already know it's in you. Like, so you don't really have to, like I said, before Lotto is another one. Before Lotto, but not with the music thing, but as far as liking her, I really used to like Lotto. And because she was just authentic. She was just, when I say authentic, as far as her just being herself, like goofy and stuff, like she just seemed real cool to hang out with now. Well, hang out with, but now it's just giving like an extra like, oh, I'm from the south. Like, it's just giving too much a little,
right?
Like, from Atlanta, like it's kind of giving like, yeah, it's too much. But who do you feel like, Sweetie? We should have did that. Who do you feel like Sweetie could get another feature from that would put her back on like the charts? Because Best Friend was on the charts, right?
I think so. I think this would be it because it's controversial. Not that it would ever happen, but Quavo, that would literally, no, people wouldn't stop talking about it. And I think it would help both of them because has he had a hit since, because he's put out music since Take Off Pass, right?
He just actually put out the album.
I have heard nothing from it. So, it's Sunday now. I've heard
like
nothing about it.
It's going to take a little bit to get in his
nothing
groove
from it.
Take Off.
So, I think if they did a little, like, it could even be like a back and forth, we exit, you know what I'm saying? Kind of little, it would be something you would play when you get into it with your nigga. You like, yeah, like she's popping her side. I could see it.
I do enjoy the back and forth songs. I do enjoy a good.
That's what I'm saying. I think it would be really good.
Yeah,
what you think?
Sure, that with Sweetie. I'm trying to think of someone. Trying to think of somebody that I would feel like. at this point, I don't know. I'm asking.
I think it would need to be another California person to kind of get her back into her normal.
Another what?
Like another person from California.
Right.
To get her back into her, like, that California music. I actually love that song.
Yeah, it was a good song. Maybe she should. I don't know. We just gonna.
I'm still on Quavo.
It's like taking a downfall.
I think a feature with Quavo would really just bring them both to the at least for a minute, and they can use it to capitalize, flip it. You know what I'm saying? But
right,
I think that would be a number. I think y'all should get in on that. Give me my 2%. But y'all should do that. We were supposed to do, that's pretty much it. Let's get off Sweetie. I'm tired talking about her. We were supposed to do, next is our top 3 celebrity glow ups. Not gonna hold you, didn't think of anybody, but off the top of my head, the first one I can think of is Drake. That nose job really just helped his face, and I know it really just helped his face. Because Degrassi Drake, y'all know y'all was not trying to fuck with him like that. Even when he first popped out, Baby, You the Best.
So you basing it off of looks with these blow-ups?
Yeah.
Okay. I was basing it off of something totally different.
No, their face. And it doesn't even have to be that they got work done. But, you know, people... You can get famous, they get a little money, they can start older, your face be changing. I mean, Drake got work done. But, like, people's faces be changing. Once they get in, you know, better lace fronts, all that type of stuff. I was really going off of looks. You were going off of what?
Music.
We could do that, I guess. I don't know.
I still want to say my top 3 drinks, because
do it then go okay. Ahead,
since I actually follow the
girl, whatever.
Okay, so I put, and I'm just say my 3. I put Coco, Victoria Monet, only because I'm more so like starting to get in the groove of her, because I just really love that On My Mama video. And Bia, I feel like Bia been killing the game. I was gonna do Ice Spice, but it's just like we know she. But
how are those glowing up music wise? What do you mean? By
okay,
that?
So I feel like what Coco just finally had like her big breakthrough with ICU, when Coco has definitely,
I can see
been
that for her game. Maybe.
Okay, Victoria Monet, people's been messing with her, but I feel like On My Mama video, it's just like people, like, it's solidifying her kind of like as that girl now or whatever. When people been knew she was that girl, but now more people that didn't really watch her like that or watch her videos like that, like, oh yeah, she snapped. So that's only my reason for her. And then with Bia, I just feel like ever since, to be honest, I've been messing with Bia since her and Russ, but I really feel like it's a whole lot of money.
You did love that song.
After that, Bia just skyrocketed after the whole Nicki thing. It's just like she's been doing a lot of stuff like music wise. I feel like she's just been in her bag lately. And as far as face, I'ma go with SZA. SZA is that bitch.
True.
And if you go back to what SZA, and we will show you a picture of what SZA used to look like. And I'm telling you.
I'll put
you,
it up here. I'll compare the two. I'll put it up there.
Yes.
Old SZA versus current face. People definitely said she got her face done. I don't know. Off topic, but you know who's always looked the same? Sierra. She still looks exactly the same.
She looks the same. And I can't believe you thought she was a man back then. Sierra,
people, we were kids and somebody said it. Who started that rumor is what I want to know. Where did it come from? Because I distinctly got it. I remember someone being like, her mom went on Oprah and talked about it. For me, it wasn't that she was a man. It was that she was a...
Who believes that? My cousin, Rashard, I'm blaming you because you told me that. And you told me I'll learn about it more when I get older. So, Rashard, I'm blaming you.
When I was growing up, people were saying she was a hermaphrodite. Oh. Meaning she had both parts. That's what I was hearing. Clearly just entered in my house and my dog started going crazy.
Right.
Now, I heard that, yeah. But, yeah, someone literally was like, yeah, her mom was on Oprah talking about it. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, like, that makes sense. Anyway, we need to figure out, get to the bottom of who started that rumor, because that's crazy that all of us heard that. I was still living in Philly at the time. So, across the nation, people thought that. We're thinking face. Who's giving face now that wasn't giving face before? I really can't think of anybody.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I literally came up with that never topic pretty and totally forgot
or
about
anything
it.
Like that. But Kiki has been in her fine as season late. So
yeah, she's definitely had a glow up.
Trying to think who else.
I don't know. We'll come back to this another day. We'll do this next week, and I'll have actual people because I literally can't think of anybody. And we're not gonna sit here while I do. Cause our last little bag. What did we say we're doing the rest of the day? I actually just woke up. So anyway, let's go ahead and get into. We were going to give a brief life update since we've been gone. Honestly, I haven't been doing nothing, y'all. That's not true. I've been outside. But time to focus on summering. It still wasn't like my best summer ever, definitely. But I'm reining it back in. Summer was not summering the way I wanted it to, so I needed a break had a time before, but I did a little one too. You know what I'm saying? Working on a little roster or whatever. I just kicked most of them off, so down to two. Anyway, shout out to you.
I honestly, yeah, I need to go get me another one. I will honestly say, yeah, this friend. Summer was not summering at all.
Well, I got another tattoo.
I was working nonstop and then trying to chill and do what I want on the weekend. I went through summer camp with my son. Did he go like that? No, he didn't. Did my mama force me to try to get him to do something during the summer? Yes. Yes, she did. Did she make him go like that? No, she didn't. But I've just really been working, chilling, cleaning. I've really been like in my chill era.
Maybe it's because we're old now.
Yeah.
Summer's just not summering the way it used to.
I mean, you may catch me going to a friend house chilling, but as far as like being outside, I'm not really outside like that. If I'm outside, it's definitely an occasion, or it's more so of a get some food. Really,
I'm
quick,
pushing 30. You know, she's like, no, you're not. I'm like, no, that. For real. Like,
but,
I kind
of
am.
Yeah, I'm she more does- so of a let's plan first. Let me know.
I was just telling my mom, I'm like, I just want to admit that she has a damn near 30-year-old. That's really, it's really a hurt. Right. I'm like, I'm definitely closer to 30 than 20. So she's like, yeah, but you're still not pushing 30. But that's how I feel. I'm like, damn, I'm about to be there.
Girl.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I cried when I turned 25, so we know I'm going to cry at 32. It was emotional. It was like that day or two before I was just like panicking. I'm like, bro, I'm about to be grown. Oh no. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Whew. Plus my birthday is in December, so I just needed a moment that was just me, you know, not Christmas. Give me my time to shine. So I had to have a quarter life crisis, if you will. So
I went to the Beyonce concert. So that was like the highlight of my summer. I'm still trying to get out of the concert mindset right now.
I grew an inch.
That concert worked me. That concert worked me. The next day, when I tell you my eyes were burning, it was like I wanted to close them so bad, and I had to work the next day. I was definitely late the next day because I just seen Beyonce yesterday. Like, hello, I do have a life. But yeah, it was amazing.
Nope.
And Jill Scott was at the Tampa show too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jill Scott, Lala, because I have a video and she was like, we got Lala in the house. I said, oh, Lala. And I was just like, wait, Lala? Because I'm thinking like, Lala, there's no way she in Tampa. But then I was seeing the videos on Instagram and Lala was sure enough in the audience at the Tampa show.
People be there though. So, celebrities be in Tampa a lot, actually.
Bill Packer was there. I think he from, I don't know where he from, but he do be in Florida a lot. But
I realized I grew an inch over the summer. That's odd, right? 26. I'm literally 5'5". That's pretty much it. Honestly, we're kind of just BSing at this point. So we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. You feel?
Period.
Don't know why that happened, but shout out to the 5'5 girls. Because I guess I'm tall now, huh? Feel me. Today is my Saturday, so I need to go bother some people, obviously. That is it for this show. Be sure to like, comment, share with your friends, your cousins, your baby mamas, all the things, all the things. Anything else you want to say, friend?
No. We're back and just get ready for the new tea because we missed out on a lot. But yep, we're back and subscribe, watch, support us.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. If you say something about my missing. Nancy Black. Love y'all. She said she get it from my mama. I'm going to say she fucking right.